This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Life-saving oxygen is in short supply as India faces a devastating surge of COVID-19 infections. Families are often left to ferry people sick from the coronavirus from hospital to hospital in search of treatment. For the fourth straight day Sunday, India set a global daily record of new coronavirus infections, spurred by an insidious new variant that emerged here. The surge has undermined the government's premature claims of victory over the pandemic. Health officials are scrambling to expand critical care units and stock up on dwindling supplies of oxygen. Plus, medical equipment is being sold on the black market at an exponential markup. The drama is in direct contrast with government claims that nobody in the country was left without oxygen. In a statement made Saturday by India's Solicitor General Tushar Mehta before Delhi High Court, the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, told the New York Times Sunday that American tourists who have been fully vaccinated will be allowed to visit the European Union this summer. Von der Leyen said the rapid pace of vaccinations in the U.S., along with advanced talks between officials in the U.S. and the EU over official vaccine certificates, will enable the 27-member bloc's executive body to restore transatlantic travel. Indonesian authorities say a brigadier general was killed in an ongoing clash between security forces and a rebel group in the restive Papua province. The clashes have continued for more than 2 weeks in Indonesia's easternmost province after rebels set fire to three schools and shot a teacher to death. Papua's intelligence agency chief, Brigadier General Gusti Putudani Nugraha, was shot in the head while patrolling in a village. This is VOA News. A recording of Iran's foreign minister has leaked out publicly. Mohammad Javad Zarif is heard offering a blunt appraisal of diplomacy and the limits of power within the Islamic Republic. The release of the comments set off a firestorm within Iran, where officials carefully mine their words amid a cutthroat political environment that includes the powerful paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, ultimately overseen by the country's supreme leader. Zarif has been suggested as a possible candidate for Iran's June 18th presidential election as well. The leak also comes amid talks in Vienna about Iran's tattered nuclear deal. In the interview, Zarif describes Russia as wanting to stop the nuclear deal, something apparently so sensitive that he warns the interviewer, "You definitely can never release this part." The lawyer of an Iranian-British woman says she has been sentenced to another year in prison in Iran. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe has already served a 5-year prison sentence. Her lawyer told the Associated Press on Monday that she received the second sentence on a charge of spreading propaganda against the system for participating in a protest in front of the Iranian embassy in London in 2009. State media in Iran did not immediately acknowledge the sentence. It comes as Iran and Britain negotiate over a long-standing dispute over an arms sale from the time of the Shah. The U.S.'s Biden administration is expanding a program to feed up to 34 million school children during the summer months. The expanded program uses funds from the coronavirus relief package approved in March. The Agriculture Department is announcing Monday it will continue a payments program that replaced school meals because the pandemic left many children with virtual classes. Families of eligible children would receive $6.82 per child for each weekday. That adds up to $375 per child over the summer months. The program reflects the Biden administration's attempts to nearly stamp out child poverty. Chloe Zhao's history-making Oscars sweep, winning Best Director and Best Picture, is being met with a muted response in her country of birth, China. Zhao's Nomadland is the second film directed by a woman to win a Best Picture Oscar. She's the first woman of color and second woman ever to win the Oscars for Best Picture. Yet in China, where Zhao was born, her history-making success has not been trumpeted. State media in China remains silent, with only old mentions of the Oscars themselves. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.